Psalm 37:16-17. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. First, it is worth paying attention, Apostle Arkady writes, on the outnumbering of the wicked over the righteous. Are there really more wicked in the church than the righteous? To provide an accurate answer, we need to apply this metaphor to ourselves and not the church. In the righteous, we will see our spirit, who represents the interests of the righteous Christ in the imperishable promises. In the wicked, we will see the stronghold of death in the form of our non-renewed mind and our old man, who represents the interests of the prince mammon. In the beginning, when we are still in the flesh, those who represent the stronghold of death within us are greater than those who represent Christ in the imperishable promises. Now let us look at the little that a righteous man has and also the riches of the many wicked, and more specifically, look at who is behind them. When the Lord is behind the little that a righteous man has, then first, it never diminishes, and second, it can increase to satisfy the needs of hundreds of thousands, and even millions, because the righteous does not trust in the little that he has, but the God who entrusted it to him. Again, because the righteous does not trust in the little that he has, that God has entrusted him with, but upon the God who entrusted him with this little. For example, the widow from Zarephath, that is in the region of Sidon, hearing the words of Elijah, trusted God, and together with her son and Elijah, they continued to be nourished throughout the entire famine with the flour and the oil, which were only sufficient for one bread or one small flat bread. That is all the Lord gave them, was enough for this one small flat bread. Jesus, using the breakfast of one boy made up of five small breads and two small fish, fed thousands of people, and from the pieces that remained from the bread and fish that they were not able to eat, they gathered 12 large basketfuls. And so we see that nothing diminishes in God and only can increase, and enough so to satisfy whether it be thousands or even millions of people. At the same time, the one standing behind the many that the wicked has is someone, of course, who is different, the unclean spirit, in the form of the demonic prince Mammon, who first is a murderer and a thief, and second is not able by these many to quench the need and to satisfy the desire of even one wicked who is actually unable to ever be satisfied. Proverbs 30:15-16, the leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that never satisfied. Four never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire never says enough. Give and give. I want to shortly talk about debts and loans. When someone wants to loan money from you, we always need to come up to the pastor and ask them, this other member wants to borrow money from me, $5,000, and the apostle will tell you, I know nothing bad about this person, but if they don't return this money to you, will you be able to forgive this person? And if you say yes, then you can give it. If you say no, but I can give him $1,000, then give him $1,000. But what could happen is you approach the pastor and the pastor will tell you, this person borrowed the same exact amount of money from another person, another member, and it was to pay his rent, which he did not use for rent, but for drugs. And so you may ask, well, why do I need to come up to the pastor? And we have the privilege of an apostle, but throughout churches, not many have an apostle, but may have a a helper that may be part of our church, when we borrow money so that we not suffer, or that we when we loan money, we don't suffer. If you loan money and a person hasn't given it back to you for many years, so that there not be anger in the heart toward this person. Or if there's some kind of, if you hear someone asking, I need it immediately right now, don't call anyone. Just say, you know, Daniel says hello to you. You don't loan in this way. Allow me to talk to your leader first. And whether it be Ukraine, Russia, Germany, America, wherever it may be, and ask the pastor, this person wants to borrow this money. And the pastor may tell you, don't do it because he won't return it to you. But you may say, well, when you do a good thing, your right hand shouldn't know what your left hand is doing, or the vice versa. When you have a desire, revelation in your spirit, and when you're looking at your right hand, that means you're doing the rightful thing and not what your emotions want. It's the Holy Spirit that puts it into your heart, and you give him this loan, but you don't expect anything in return. But if you don't have this disposition in your heart, then any person, wherever you may be, Russia, Ukraine, America, wherever, whatever region, Europe, Israel, anywhere, you need to approach the leader there and ask them, they want to loan this money, what would you advise? We need to be very prudent and vigilant and watchful. Right now, we will take part in the service of tithes and offerings. As we can see, the righteous, what he has will not diminish, and the little that he has entrusted the righteous with will not diminish and will actually increase and will satisfy the need of many people. But all of this is within God's hands. He knows how to give, to whom he needs to give, and how much. We need to know from our side that we need to honor God and worship him and be very careful when it comes to our finances that God has trusted us with. Let us stand up and worship God in this great service.
Чудеса учили будет.
Please stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.